We're here at the Fitness for Life camp in Pine Forge, Pennsylvania. And Joan, our dentist, we were talking about what's happening here, and she was about to talk to us about food and the relationship of our teeth.
One of the things about this type of food, it's more fibrous. Of course, it's not refined. It's not a refined food or refined carbohydrates. It's more complex. It's grain and more fibrous. And the effects that it has on the teeth is that it probably would decrease the incidence of caries. You have to chew this food. It's not going to zip right through you. You can't just gulp it down like we do with refined foods, which kids are more, and it's not high in sugar. There's really no sugar other than the natural sugars that that's been used from the juices and some of the other products that they've been using. And that's one of the great benefits for children. When parents put their children on this type of diet, we'll probably have less need for things like Ritalin. And children would still have to floss, but it'll increase the production of the saliva, which will keep the teeth a lot cleaner, and it'll be a whole lot better for them overall. And this diet's wonderful for the teeth.
What effects did you learn that milk has on the body? Have you learned anything about milk? I heard some of you talking about drinking soy milk or rice milk or something like that. Did you learn something about milk you haven't learned yet?
Well, they haven't gone over milk yet this year, but once you get educated about any part of the animal, you know, it's you do realize the effects that you have. But I've changed to soy milk. Allison was going to say that she changed to soy milk and have gotten used to tofu even, because I make a wonderful tofu cheesecake for my children.
Fantastic. All right. Now, we're here with Geneva, and she has just come in and is going to tell us a little bit about the historical perspective. And Geneva, tell us what you do here at the camp. That would probably be helpful. Who are you and what do you do? And she's telling us that she sleeps a lot. And I think this is Dr. Geneva.
Hi, I'm Geneva Jackson McCleary. I work at the camp with Gwen Foster, who was the founder of this camp. I started working with her on a regular basis in 1985, coordinating the programs for the camp and just helping to see that things ran smoothly. Gwen and I went to Loma Linda together to graduate school and in California, Loma Linda, California. I received a Doctor of Public Health degree in preventive care and gerontology. Now, you want to know how this works out with kids? Gwen got the concept while we were at Loma Linda that something should be done in Philadelphia, in the Philadelphia area, to help people realize that they are killing themselves by their lifestyle. And since most people like going to camp, she thought, what better way could she present a health program to people in general than to do it at Pine Forge on these beautiful 575 acres? And it was agreed that she could have the camp here, and she started in 1978. I came home to work with her in 79, and then I went back to California and didn't come back again until 85, realizing that there is a very definite change in people's habits once they learn what is causing their medical problems, their physical problems. And for the most part, they change. The big problem is that once they get back into their old environments, they get back into their old habits. It has been a desire of Gwen to run the camp on a regular basis at least four times a year so people can come and renew the things they've learned to help them to stay on the program. And as someone said earlier, Louise Twyman started a support group in Philadelphia, which helps a lot of people. But we have people coming from Florida and Michigan and California and Oklahoma, Bermuda,
all over,
from everywhere. We need support groups everywhere to keep this going. So the biggest problem is helping people to have a system that will keep them in the program.
So sustainability is the key. I mean, we learn these things, but sustaining it over a long period of time is critical to what's going on here. And I acknowledge you. I mean, it's really incredible for you to be able to run a camp with the diversity of not only people, but ages, all mixed together, and backgrounds, and from different states, and it's a real cosmopolitan atmosphere here, and you do it with grace and elegance, and it's really, I want to acknowledge you for that. Is there anything you'd like to tell people about the program and what you're doing here that you haven't already heard from, we haven't already heard from other people? Now, introduce yourself, because you're a new voice.
My name is Deborah Carby, and I'm the director for the Health Ministries program here at the Allegheny East Conference. I will be doing the position that Gwen was doing when she started this program initially, and I'm really excited about following up with this program. When I was doing my master's training, I did part of my practical training here with Gwen, so I do have some background as to how the whole Fitness for Life program works. And one part that I would like to add that is very unique to this program is how we are working not only with the adults, but we are working with the children and also the youth. And having the youth help with the children is more of a mentorship type program, and it involves the youth in a way that they feel that they're helping, not just learning the principles, which they are in the meantime, but they're enjoying the program as well.
Let us know where you're from, because I think we need to know that as well.
I'm from Canada, as of last week. As of this week, I'm from Pine Forge.
So you came here from Canada, and you were drawn here, and you are now taking, so to speak, Gwen has been mentoring you in terms of the spiritual aspect of this camp. And there are many other things that are going on here. We have a new guest who would like to speak about some of the things that he's experienced is this a guest or is this a staff member? He has a staff t-shirt on, so I think he's staff. So what kinds of things have you been doing here?
Well, in your earlier years, I was quite interested in the sports for the children. I had a group of about 10 or 15, which I was playing basketball, and it seems that this has been something that is more or less forgotten in the later years since I gave it up, that I think it would be a good idea, because this is something that all children could enjoy and involve with each other, which would keep them off the streets and keep them involved in something, whether it be basketball, baseball, or whatever sports. And when I heard you talking about the skateboard thing, that perked my ears, and I thought that was a terrific idea, because there an individual can be not in competition, but they can be in association with a number of others and still have the same feeling of togetherness and be a part of something of importance and something.
Yes, skateboarding tends to allow kids to compete against themselves. It's not necessarily team sport, but there is teamwork going on, and they all do relate to each other, and I've watched them immensely, and there are wonderful things that happen. You didn't introduce yourself. Would you let people know who you are?
Oh, my name is Edward Arms, and I'm right now from South Jersey.
And what do you do here at the camp?
What do I take people to and from the airport and whatever errands need to be run.
Okay, so we've talked to support staff here, and we've talked to participants here. So we have a wide variety of people here that we've been talking to. Can you tell us what can one of you, now that we have staff here, tell us what a typical day is like here at the camp?
We awaken everyone at 5:30 in the morning, and they come out on the court by 6. We have stretching, warm-up exercises, and then they have been divided into groups based on their physical abilities, and we have 5-6 different groups. The first two groups go 2.5 miles on a 2.5 mile walk. The third group, up and down hills, we have one special hill called Cardiac Hill. They travel that hill, and it takes them anywhere from 38 to 45 minutes. The third group travels on flatter terrain, and they go 2 miles. The fourth group, the fourth and fifth groups, stay close to the cafeteria so that if we need help with them, we can get accessible help. And they just travel around on the lower end of the grounds. The sixth group is a children's group, and they go all over the place, but they have a counselor who goes with them. So we don't expect anybody to do more than he's able to do, but we do expect them to be able to move up from the lower groups to the slower groups to the faster groups. After the walk in the morning, which ends about 7 o'clock, they have a half hour to get ready for breakfast. Breakfast is from 7:30 until 8:15. Then we have a spiritual dimension for 10 minutes, probably. And then they go to their first lecture. And lectures are scheduled throughout the morning with breaks in between. And then they have dinner.
Now, listen, you need to tell people about, you keep calling the midday dinner instead of lunch. So why do you call it dinner instead of lunch?
We eat our heaviest meal in the middle of the day so that by evening that food has been burned as energy, and consequently the clients are able to lose weight, but we're not as interested in their losing weight as we are in their losing inches, converting fat weight into lean body mass and developing more muscle. Losing percent body fat is also important. Well, it's very important to us. So after the dinner meal, they have one more session before they go into their special activities, which include aerobic, water aerobics, Tai Bo, or strength building exercises. We have a fourth group that hasn't really gotten off the ground yet, but it's line aerobics, so we will be adding that. And then at 6 o'clock, they have supper, which is very light, fruit and crackers or soup, something light, something that they can go to bed on. We encourage them to walk in the evening. We call it the twilight walk, so that when they do go to bed, they have had an opportunity for the food to start burning. Walking helps the food to be digested, and they go to bed and are able to rest well. We have lights out at 9:30, and that might sound pretty early for adults, but I think the adults are just as anxious to go to bed at 9:30 as the children, because they know 5:30 is going to come pretty quickly.
It sounds like a wonderful day. I can't wait to come and spend the time here next year. I mean, it's my idea of fun. Aerobics and good food and, you know, having classes about nutrition. I'm sure I could learn a tremendous amount just by coming to your classes. I've listened to various people talk about all the wonderful things that you teach them about. Are the people who teach here professional nutritionists and, you know, things of that nature? Or what kinds of people who give the lectures here?
We're very careful to have professionals to come in. We have medical doctors that are not only here to give the lectures, but they're also here to supervise the clients that are here, so that especially when we have special people with specific diseases or on special diets, we have support for that. We have dietitians on staff. We have cooks with nutritional background in the kitchen. We have exercise physiologists. We're very careful to have that good support. So each area that's spoken of is by someone who has expertise in that particular area. Oh, just one thing I'd like to add to that. We're talking about lectures. A lot of things we do are hands-on. So we have the cooking school, and we talk about different things. We have lectures in background, but we have the actual practicing so that when people come, they have the background. We move them on to these are the skills you need so that when they go home, they keep it up.
I know. I remembered when I first learned how to make sushi. Somebody stood there and taught me, but they didn't teach me all the things that would go wrong. You know, it would fall apart, and if I got it too wet, you know, you couldn't cut it, and all those kinds of things. And when I got home, it took me about 15 rolls before I finally got to roll it properly. Had they allowed me to do it hands-on, I would have learned all the mistakes with a teacher there, as opposed to, you know, trying to figure it out on my own and getting totally frustrated. So that's a wonderful asset to any program, is allowing people not to just hear about it, but to have hands-on experience as well. You're listening to Children Come First. This is Dr. Daria Brzezinski. We're here at the Fitness for Life camp in Pine Forge, Pennsylvania. Ooh, a tongue twister. I didn't even know it, but I think it's just from my tiredness. The Fitness for Life in Pine Forge, Pennsylvania. And you may reach us anytime toll-free at 877-PRO-KIDS. That's 877-PROKIDS. Or email me at prokids@rlc.net. That's ProKids, PROKIDS, at rlc.net. You can join us at our website at www.rlc.net/ProKids. That's www.rlc.net/ProKids. And we have someone else who's here, has just joined us, and he's a participant. And would you like to introduce yourself and tell us where you're from?
My name is Larnell Smith, and I'm from the Philadelphia area.
Now, you're obviously not an adult. You're a teenager, and what are you doing here?
Well, I'm here working and participating. I work in the kitchen, and I also help with the kids' camp.
Now, what prompted you to be a part of this camp? Can you tell us?
Well, early in the year, here at Pine Forge, we have camp meeting, and I was working there, and I was asked to work at fitness camp, and I was very delighted to be asked, and I'm very delighted to be here.
What kinds of things have you learned? I mean, most teenagers don't want to know about changing their diets. Is that what you're here to learn about? And what kinds of things, you know, did you expect to do when you came here?
Well, I expected nothing but exercise, but it's more of eating right and listening and being taught different things about your diet that I find interesting, that I need to know about my own diet.
So you just thought it was going to be a fitness camp in terms of exercise. You basketball, baseball, football, those kinds of things, and you were a little shocked when you got here to find out that it's about the foods you eat and those kinds of things. And I know the teenage diet is not necessarily a healthy one. Is yours?
Not as I want it to be.
So you are into the McDonald's burgers, and no, I shouldn't give those. They're not our sponsor, but, you know, the fast food food diet like most teenagers are. Do you think your diet is going to change now that you've been here?
Yes, I hope so.
Okay, and how are you going to do that around all your friends when you get back to school?
Well, my friends aren't really pressuring me. It's just me, but my mom and I are going to try to stick to what I've learned here, and I'm going to take it back to my house and tell her.
All right. And no more fast food burgers and fries and all that. So you can toss a salad on your cheeks like I can sometimes. But mine's from all the olive oil I eat, so that's makes a little bit of a difference anyway. They tell me that a lot of olive oil means that you keep looking younger longer. I don't know. That's what they tell me. That's what they tell me. Well, all those years of olive oil certainly must have made a difference, I guess. Although when I was a teenager, you could have tossed a salad on my cheeks. You know, and it's a little embarrassing with all the oil on my face. But I think that some of the things that we learn from the marketing campaigns of cosmetics and of all the other people that try to get our attention to sell their products aren't necessarily the truth. And things that we need to do aren't, in terms of keeping ourselves fit are not necessarily what is happening on commercials on the television. And I really appreciate the fact that the people aren't watching television here, because what most people don't understand is that the commercials on television, especially at night, are food after food after food after food commercial. And even if you're not hungry when you sit there, you begin to get hungry by the subliminal messages that are on the television. I'm a health conscious person and I rarely watch television. But when I'm in a hotel room, sometimes I'll turn on the TV. And all of a sudden, after about an hour, I'm starving and I'm thinking, I never eat this late at night. Why am I hungry? And it's that subliminal message that comes through the television set. But what interests me the most is the fact that in between the food commercials are the commercials for the gastric intestinal problems and the bad breath and all the other kinds of things that come along with improper eating. You know, we're trying to fix things that we could have fixed if we only ate properly in the first place. So I kind of get a lot of, and migraines and constipation and all those things. So if we ate the right diet, we wouldn't have to take all those pills. Were you going to say something? No. Everybody's nodding their head here, and they're all in agreement, so I just assumed they wanted to say something about it. Is there anything that I haven't covered that somebody would like to join us and talk to us about? Anything that's regarding the camp or anything that's related here? We have somebody who is about to sit down and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Celeste Ryan.
And Celeste, where are you from?
I live in Washington, D.C., and I work there.
All right, and Celeste is going to tell us about, this actually really isn't directly related to the Fitness for Life camp, but it's something that she's relating to us that regards youth and families. It's the Development and Relief Agency headquarters, and it's a program for youths and teaching youths about what?
Well, it's about the Avenus Development and Relief Agency. The Avenus Development and Relief Agency, or what we call ADRA, is a non-governmental, non-profit organization kind of operated by the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And you were talking about kids earlier, and I know that they have some programs that benefit young people. And in Toronto recently, they had several displays. One of the displays was an artwork display done by children who are recovering from the trauma of Kosovo and those of the street children in Peru. And what they did was to help the children recover, kind of like art therapy, they had them draw some of the things they had seen during the war and some of the trauma they had been through, and they displayed these in Toronto. And I thought, these are the kinds of things they can display in other cities and let other children see what kids around the world are going through. And another display they had, they call ADRA's World. And that's where they develop interactive life-size displays of habitats of how people in different parts of the world live, so that children in Philadelphia and other American cities or Canadian cities can see how people halfway around the world are growing up and living in their own environment.
Now, where can people find it? I'd love to see that one myself, both of them actually. Where can people find out about this, and is it available to be seen anywhere in the United States?
Well, I think the purpose, the reason they do it is to help people understand, community-based development, economic development, because they're here to help people. And I think if you call them, you might ask them to come and do a display in your city. These displays were in Toronto City Hall. And you can go to the website at www.adra.org. That would be www.adra.org. And that's another organization run by the Seventh-day Adventist Church that helps children.
Well, thank you very much. I'd love to see both of those. That would be absolutely fantastic. And perhaps we can bring them to the Philadelphia, the Pennsylvania area, and, I think it would be wonderful for them to travel around to the schools to let children see the kinds of things that are happening in other cultures. And yet, the interesting, just Philadelphia alone how many people from North Philadelphia relate to people from South Philadelphia or West Philadelphia and know the different various cultures within. There are over 100 languages being spoken in the Philadelphia schools, not to mention all the different cultures that are brought to Philadelphia by the various universities and jobs that are there and things of that nature. And, you know, we really don't interact with our neighbors in our own communities. It's really a shame anymore. We're always so busy running around doing nothing with our time, really. You know, we run around and spend all this time doing what and for what good, just to keep ourselves busy all the time. And there's so many things that we can do in our own community. And as you all heard, you know, I'm a community-based person and I believe in that. So that would be a wonderful project. So people, listen up. And if you'd like to hear any more information from us, you can call us at 877, toll-free, 877-PRO-KIDS. That's 877-PROKIDS, or you can email me at prokids, PROKIDS, at rlc.net. That's PROKIDS at rlc.net, or you can join us on our website at www.rlc.net/prokids. Our new website is not up yet because I haven't had the time. I've been running around all over the state of Pennsylvania and haven't had the time to be able to get our animated website that I keep telling you about, which is integratedlearningsystems.org. And you'll be able to see a brain moving and all kinds of other wonderful things, plus our catalog and the things that are available. And that'll be up soon, and I promise you, very soon. As soon as I settle down a little bit and stop, what did I say about action here? In any event, we are at the Fitness for Life Camp Pine Forge, Pennsylvania. And would you do me a favor and just give us a little brief summary of everything that we've talked about in case our listeners haven't joined us or are just joining us now? Can somebody give me a summary of the Fitness for Life Camp in about 2 or 3 minutes? Anyone?
The camp is composed of adults ranging in ages from 18 to 88, and children from 5 through 14. The camp is separated into an adult and children's camp. The kids have a director who works with them, teaching them the same things that are being taught in the adult camp, but on their level, so that when they go home, they can share that information with their family and friends. The adults are taught how to change their diets, their lifestyles, so that they will have less of the degenerative diseases that affect people who are not consciously taking care of their health.
Wait a minute. We missed an age group here. 14 to 18-year-olds, where are they? They are floating in the wilderness.
Sorry, they're there. I should say children, what did I say, 5 to 17, and the adults are 18 to 80.
Oh, whew, okay. The forgotten, the teenagers, the forgotten group. Okay, well, you have been listening to Children Come First, and I thank all of our guests that we've had on today. It's been a wonderful experience here at the Fitness for Life Camp in Pine Forge, Pennsylvania. Wow, I said that without a mistake. The Fitness for Life Camp in Pine Forge, Pennsylvania. And please join us again at Children Come First. This is Dr. Daria Brzezinski. Our phone number, toll-free again, is 877-PRO-KIDS. That's 877-PRO-KIDS, PROKIDS. Or email me at prokids, PROKIDS, at rlc.net. That's prokids at rlc.net. And we look forward to having you join us again for our next program, when we'll be talking about many other interesting topics. Give a hug to your kids today and have a good day. Thank you and goodbye.
To let me know that I don't have to take a lot of pills for this and a lot of pills for that. And it's just nourishment. I mean, it's a lot of activities here, and I haven't even had to take my medicine.
And David, you seem to look pretty fit. What are you doing here?
I came here because of a severe diabetic condition. And since I've been here, I've been able to reduce my medicine drastically. As a matter of fact, today, I've been able to be here today without any medicine, and my diabetic readings are pretty good right now.
So tell us what goes on here What kinds of activities go on here, and what is it about fitness that you're learning about? Everybody has a different perception of what fitness is. And we have another guest with us who just walked in, and this is?
Louise Twyman from Philadelphia.
Okay, and we have been talking about the camp. So what is it that you're learning here? What kinds of things are you learning here? Who'd like to talk about it?
I think one of the most important things that we're learning about is diet. We're learning how to eat properly. We're learning how to include the right amount of carbohydrates, low saturated fats, proteins, not animal proteins, but vegetable proteins that will nourish our bodies. And the food has just been fantastic.
So you have great cooks here.
Yes.
Louise?
Yes, we're also learning how to prepare our foods. So many times you come to a place like this and you enjoy the food and you know what to eat and how much to eat, but then when you get home, you're stuck. So before we leave, we have about at least 6 cooking classes, and before we leave, they give us the recipes for all of the food that was served here. So we're learning how to prepare the food. We're learning how to get proper exercise. We're learning the spiritual dimension. We're learning temperance. We're learning how to exercise. And we're learning the value of just plain walking. We're learning that water is very important in our diets. So it's a big program. They're teaching us how to be a whole person.
Now, y'all... Do you want to add anything to that, Betty?
Well, like Louise said, there's a lot of walking, and they're teaching us a lot of things. And I'm telling you, I'm learning some things about my body that I didn't even know. I'm using some limbs that I didn't even think was there anymore. I'm getting strengthened every day with the walk and the food and the teaching. And Gwen is doing a good job with each and every one of us.
Okay.
And I think one of the nicest things about this particular program is that it tailors to the needs of all the campers. We have people here from various age groups. We have from the very young to some elderly individuals, and there is something here for everyone. There is walking for the folks who can walk really fast, and then there are some low-impact activities for elderly people, and then there are things for children, and it's teaching all of us to be active and, you know, to take home principles that we can learn to do once we get home.
So many times we read books and we're told not to eat fat, not to eat sugar, so forth and so on. But at this camp, they tell you when you take your first mouthful of food and a fatty diet, they turn your body inside and out, and they tell you exactly what happens to that fat when it goes in your body all the way through your bloodstream and the effect it has on the body. So it's just amazing. I mean, when I leave here, I feel like I've been to college. I've been to a health college. The information that we receive, they turn our bodies inside and out, and they tell us what's going on. The time we put that piece of meat in our mouth to the time it comes out, exactly what happens to it.
Do you want to tell our listeners about what happens to meat when you put it into your body? I mean, can you tell us some of the things that you've learned?
I've learned that there's no cholesterol in vegetables, number one. I've learned that vegetables are digested easier than meat. I also learned that the culprit for diabetes is more fat than it is sugar. We learned that the fat clogs up the arteries, especially the animal fat, and it blocks the receptacles from keeping the glucose from going into your cells. Is that basically what you want? Okay, we learn exactly what happens to sugar. Sugar to me is like poison. It interferes with the immune system. We learn that the disease is in the blood. So when you eat beef or chicken, we also learned that there's just as much cholesterol in a piece of chicken or turkey or fish as it is in beef. So we learn a lot. It's just so much information we get here at the camp.
David, you've been pretty silent. Do you have anything to add?
A
like to let the ladies go so she can.
I'm a dentist by training, and I have really been impressed with the lecturers that have come here to talk about various physiological effects that food has on our bodies, and also the reinforcement or some of the topics that I, you know, heard in dental school. Just to have a little refresher course, it's been wonderful, and to see that ordinary folks can get this information and realize why they shouldn't need animal fat. And it's plain, just as Louise was saying, it tells you why these things are so bad for you. And it's not so much, the sugar is also detrimental to the immune system. We know that. And one of the nice things, the hydrotherapy course, which is a basic principle, water treatment. And what we've learned is how effective water treatment can be in helping boost our immune system. So this is really a fantastic camp. The cost is affordable for everyone. And I just love it. I think it's a wonderful idea. And I think Gwen has been doing a great job.
David?
Sure. And from a personal point, what I like, I guess, mostly about this camp is that it's really teaching you something that you can take home and do. It's doable. It's giving you a schedule. It's showing you that, you know, for years and years I've eaten wrong. I've always eaten my heavy meals at the end of the day instead of at the beginning of the day. It's something that I find through, I've been a meat eater all up until the time I came to this camp, and I've been able to survive without being hungry, and also, again, without taking medicine, and also being able to bring my numbers down into acceptable ranges. So the class, they give you so much that you can take home and do. You can do this thing. It's something that you don't have to stay here and remain here in order to survive. You can take it home and, you know, it'll work for you there.
You are listening to Children Come First. This is Dr. Daria Brzezinski. We're at the Fitness for Life Camp in Pine Forge, Pennsylvania. If you'd like any information, you may call me toll-free at 877-PRO-KIDS. That's 877-PROKIDS. Or you can email me at ProKIDS, PROKIDS, at RLC.net. That's ProKIDS at RLC.net. And I can give you some information on the camp and where you can find out about the camp. And obviously, this is a summer camp. This isn't held all year long. It's just held in the summertime, and it's open to anyone who would like to come. And Betty, you had something you wanted to say.
Yes, I wanted to say also, it's no age group either. We have them here from 3 to 80, and I'm telling you, when you see some of the elderly people walking in the walk, you would be very enthused to get up. And I said, oh, these ladies, 80 years old, out walking me. So the camp is really good for all ages.
You know, what you're telling me is something that I've known for a long time, that age has nothing to do with learning, absolutely nothing to do with it, and that we can learn things no matter how old we are, no matter how young we are. There's always an opportunity to learn something new. Now, you all know that I've been a vegan for, I never said this on my radio program, but I've been a vegan for almost 30 years now. And when I became a vegetarian, the only thing I could eat when I was out traveling was baked potato and a salad, because nobody really had any idea about vegetarianism 25, 30 years ago. And today, you know, most people are becoming vegetarians, but I don't think they get the kind of quality information that you're getting about why. Now, I wanted to talk to you about sugar because you were talking about that, and I want to make sure our audience understands something. You are all talking about refined sugar, the sugar that you buy in a bag at the Food Lion or Kroger's or wherever you go shopping. Sorry, that's from Virginia. But there are sugars in fruits. What have you learned about the differences between those two sugars?
We have learned not to take in too much of any kind of sugar. Honey, maple syrup. There are some vegetables like grapes have more sugar. So a diabetic wouldn't be able to eat as many grapes as I would eat because of the sugar content. We also know that brown sugar is still sugar. It's just colored. So we'll learn a lot about sugar in this program.
But fruits are the better kind of sugar, isn't that correct?
Right, certainly. The natural fruits are much better for us. fruits, and as a matter of fact, the more fruits we eat, the better it is for our system, and the easier it's digested. And one of the nice things I like about this particular program is that the exposure that it's a comprehensive program, and everyone is getting a nice exposure to all this, the lecturers. And like I said, the basic principles that we need, or the basic understanding that is needed to go home and make a concerted effort to change your lifestyle, and also to make the right types of decisions as to what food to eat, everyone will leave with that understanding. And not only are they giving us this great food, but they're teaching us how to prepare it. We'll leave with a recipe book, and you know, like I said, I think it speaks to the whole person, and it's a wonderful opportunity.
Louise?
Yes, I just wanted to say, too, about the love that's shown here. It's so very important. I'm on my way now to get a one-hour massage. We also have the opportunity to get a therapeutic massage while we're attending the camp.
That's for me. Swedish massage, whatever it is, I'd like to have a massage. That's a great luxury. And but most people, you know, they don't understand really about all of these things that we're sitting here talking about. I was born in this program is broadcast around an area that eats sausage and pierogies and pizza. And I was born and raised in an Italian-Polish family, and basically we ate a lot of fats and still do, you know, fried potatoes and fried pancakes and things of that nature. How is it, I mean, when you've been raised that way all of your life, how can you change now, like midlife here, and be able to do something that's so totally foreign to you that, you know, you've never experienced before?
It's about living. I want to live for a long time. I would like to take care of my daughter. These things are important to me. I know if I continue to eat like I eat, that someone else will be raising her. Simple facts. That's it. And the results. You're here long enough to experience the results, to feel it, to see it daily. So that's one of the main reasons.
Betty?
Also, I agree with David. I want to live too. And I want to live healthy. I wasn't eating healthy, you know, I wasn't even drinking as much water, you know I know I have bad kidneys. I wasn't even treating it as though I really, you know, knew how to treat it. But after I came here, you know, with Gwen's help, the staff here, you know, I just started treating myself. I started pampering myself. It was like a good massage coming here, you know, and I'm so glad that that I came, and trust me, I will be back. And also, we pray a lot here. And we came here as strangers, but we're leaving here as friends. And the people here is just like a family. It's a family atmosphere. We care for one another. We're learning one another. We have discussions with one another. And we kind of feel for one another. And it's just beautiful. It's very beautiful.
Were you saying something?
Yes. I think one of the nice things about the program is when you come in, they take a comprehensive blood examination, and they show you what your levels are, how high your cholesterol is, how high your sugar is, and then you take a basic fitness age test, and they'll tell you what your fitness age is. So you see what the effects of your diet has been on your life. And at that point, you've got to, well, first of all, the decision has already been made that you want to change, because that's why we're all here. I'm basically a healthy person, but I want to be more healthy. And so when you find out, well, gee, you know, I'm not as healthy, and this diet that I'm on hasn't been that beneficial. And then they show you another program that's so much more beneficial. Your skin is looking better. You're feeling more energized. And you just overall feel better. And if you want quality of life, you want to live long, look better, vegetarianism, veganism is for you. And they've shown us that through studies, having medical doctors come in, dentists come in, and other healthcare providers, and tell us what the studies show, what the surveys show. And from all those decisions, we can make an informed choice and do the right thing for our lives.
Well, the interesting thing is I've been a vegan for 30 years. I don't look 80, do I? No, just kidding. You wanted to say something, Betty?
Yeah, also I wanted to say that, you know, the ones that, you know, have a condition, they're monitored. They're really monitored. The doctor come in. We can speak to the doctor. The staff here make sure that when you go out, when you come back in, how you feeling, you know, they check on you. You don't just come up here with a condition and just out in the open. You know, Gwen, make sure that you're being checked on. The staff make sure you're eating properly. How do you feel? That's the most important thing. And they all around caring. If you can't do the walk, they don't insist on it. But if you do walk, you know, you can't walk a long way. They said just walk around in the area, and we're never allowed to walk anywhere at a long distance alone.
Now, you mentioned something about a test that is given to you with regard to when you come here, a fitness test. What's a fitness age test, David?
Well, a fitness age test, they take you through a series of exercises. You do a step test. They do a fat calibration on you. You do push-ups, sit-ups, and various body parts. They take measurements of your various body parts, put this in a computer and calculate it, and then they decide through, you know, just their own research where you are physically. And you'll be surprised. You really would be surprised where you end up.
Now, Allie, you are a younger member here. Tell us how old you are and if this is your first time here.
I'm Allison Thomas, and I'm 11 years old. I'll be 12 in September, and this is my third year here.
Now, Allison, what kinds of things do you learn here, and what kinds of things do you do here? I mean, we've talked to some older people here. Tell us what the young people get to do here.
We learn about New Start, and we put on a play, and we learn different things about New Start.
What's New Start?
The N is for nutrition, the E is for exercise, the W is for water, the S is for sunshine, the T is for temperance, the A is for air, the R is for rest, the T is for trusting in divine power.
Bravo! My goodness. So New Start has all those. So what do all those things mean? Does that mean that these are all the things that are necessary in order for you to be a healthy person? Does it mean that you're, you know, those are the things that you need for to be a healthy person?
Yes.
Now, you've been here for 3 years. Your mom was here?
Yes.
And so your mom is here for 4 years, and what kinds of things are
eating different and walking in the morning at 5:30 and getting up.
So you get up at 5:30 every day, even during the summer as well?
Yes.
And you eat differently, and you're doing all kinds of different things. Does it make you feel differently, or has anything happened different in your life because you're doing any of these things?
No, but I do feel different.
How?
Weight losing and walking and stuff.
Does it make you feel different as a person when you've lost a little bit of weight? I know at one time in my life I was about 20 pounds heavier, and I lost 20 pounds, and I felt like a totally different person. How does it make you feel?
Makes me feel good. I can do a lot of things now.
There are other children in this camp, and we are here at Fitness for Life at Pine Forge, Pennsylvania. This is Dr. Daria Brzezinski with Children Come First. You may call us at any time, toll-free at 877-PRO-KIDS. That's 877-PROKIDS. Or you may email me at ProKids, PROKIDS, at RLC.net. That's PROKIDS at RLC.net. And I'll be happy to get you the information on this camp, the Fitness for Life camp in Pine Forge, Pennsylvania. And I can tell you, walking around here, looking at the people who are participating in the camp, some are fit and some are not. And everyone's a variety, not only a variety of different ages, but a variety of different sizes and shapes and nationalities and all kinds of other things. So it's a real, and it's an eclectic kind of camp. And it's so, I always said there's a no one size fit all, but I guess there is here. I mean, it must be the support system and the kinds of information that you're getting that they're able to be able to reach so many different kinds of people. That's the only thing I can say. It's a beautiful area. You all stay overnight, and you stay overnight for a week, and then for two nights. I'm sorry, 2 weeks. Oh, excuse me. You all stay overnight for 2 weeks. And it's a beautiful area. It's out in the country with trees, and, you know, it's a really nice surrounding. Does that mean that you're not allowed to leave here for 2 weeks? So you're out in the country, and you're not allowed to go into town or do anything like that?
No, you're able to go into town, but you're so busy with all the things that you're learning. You begin, as she stated, you begin so early in the morning at 5:30, and by the time your day is ended, it's anywhere from 8:45, sometimes a little after 9. So you're busy learning day in, day out. You have no reason to go into town other than to get gallons of water to prepare you for whatever it is that you're, you know, preparing for. And one of the most important things that I think should be stated is that, you know, this is spiritually based. That's why everyone is so successful. That's why you can reach so many people, so many different sizes. That's why the base of this camp.
And so this is Allie's mother, and she's just dying here to say something, so I'm just going to let her speak.
No, I just wanted to say they don't stop you from leaving, but it is better if you don't leave and you stay here for the 2 weeks without any TV or radio and without going out to the store, so you can just really stay into yourself and meditate on God and everything. But we won't stop you if you do want to leave or have to.
Now, you just turned off a whole lot of people by telling them there was no TV here. You know, they're not going to want to show up here. But I know I don't have a TV in my own home, so... And what happens is out here is that, you know, when you are connecting back with people again, you made a really important point about the spirituality. I think that it's something that's really lacking in our culture, pervasive in our culture all across the country. And sometimes I wonder if we don't eat and keep continuously trying to eat and fill that void that we have somewhere in the pit of our stomach, because we don't have that spiritual soul connection with people anymore, so we keep trying to feed it with food. I'm not sure that I'm, you know, if that's right or not, but it seems to me that it seems from talking to all of you that you're so uplifted here by the togetherness and by the support system that you're able to do that. Now, my question is, for anybody who's been here for longer than a year, what happens when you go home and you don't have that support system? So who's been here for longer than a year? All right. So what happens when you don't have that support system?
Well, the people who came from Philadelphia formed a support group for people, but we try to have people bond, and if they live, most of the times there's people from the same area, at least two, and to bond with them, and the counselors and the people here want to keep in touch with people to make sure they have that support when they do come home, because that is where you will stick, you know, to the plan.
Now, does everybody have to go home and change their kitchen? You know, because you got lard in the kitchen and all kinds of other things. All right, well, first we'll start with Betty and we'll go all the way down.
Yes, but let me just say one thing first. I agree with Alice. There is no TV and no telephone. But you know what? I have six of them in my home. I do not miss them. I'm glad there's no TVs. I'm glad there's no phones. So, you know, we get along real good. And you don't have to worry about being woken up in the morning. The whistles will wake you up. And, yes, I do have to go home and change my kitchen, because I'm going to put some of this food in it.
One of my favorite things, as I've stated earlier, is the food. And I was thinking, I was a vegetarian when I came here, eating some fish sometimes. And I guess that doesn't really count as a vegetarian, but in any event, I'm a vegetarian 80% of the time. And I was saying, wow, being a vegan is going to be really hard, you know, to cut out dairy products, milk, and eggs. It's just difficult. And why do I need to do that? With my background and as much as I knew about health, I still had to learn more when I came here. And the demonstrations, the cooking classes, we saw how simple this food is to prepare. It's been wonderful, and it's very simple to prepare. And I can't wait to go back to clean out my cupboards and to put, you know, some of these great ingredients in and start making some of these wonderful meals that we've been having.
Yes, I do have to clean out my whole kitchen because I've never eaten like this in my entire life. It wasn't until the day I got up here that I began to eat like this, and I've seen the change. So being able to see the change was the most motivational thing I can ever do. I have a good support system in my family. So my sister's already a vegetarian, and she inspired me to come here. So with her help, I know I can do it. And again, for my health reasons, I know it must be done. So.
Again, you are listening to Children Come First. This is Dr. Daria Brzezinski. We're here every week, and you can listen to us at any time or give us a call about any information you'd like to receive. We're at 877-PRO-KIDS. That's toll-free, 877-PROKIDS. Or you can email me at prokids, PROKIDS, at rlc.net. That's prokids at rlc.net, or you can visit our website at www.rlc.net/prokids. That's rlc.net/prokids. We're going to take a little bit of a break right now and let our sponsors introduce themselves and take a little break and listen to our stations. And we will return with the people who are here at the Fitness for Life camp in Pine Forge, Pennsylvania, and who keep returning to learn about how to be fit and free, because that's the policy in the Philadelphia area right now. If you're not a Philadelphia resident, and some of our listeners are not, they've got a fit and free events going on all over the city to try and get people. We know from there's a magazine out that says that Philadelphia is the fattest city in the world, and they're out trying to change that image. So again, you can call us toll free at 877-PRO-KIDS. That's 877-PRO-KIDS, and we're going to take a little bit of a break, and we'll be right back.